Hello and welcome to Funny Business, the best segment on the Funny Business podcast. Robert, how are you?
I'm going well, mate. It's nice to see you. It's nice to finish up the year. You've been on the Ventolin puffer with the spacer. You know, you're walking around. You've been carrying it around with you, which is quite intimidating for people to think that maybe am I going to catch these sort of germs, but I don't think you can catch lung capacity issues, can you?
I don't know. I don't think so. But when we were in the city yesterday and sitting next to old Taffy Duck, and he's just looked at me, what the fuck is that thing?
Why are you carrying it around? Is that, have you got germs? What is
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should I sit here or should I move over to the next table? Or no, but I have been sick. I'm running short of breath. So for those who don't know, I've got real bad asthma. I had it since I was a kid. And I don't know, this weather or some shit's just like hit me. Had a big week of weddings and shit. So I don't even know what it is, but I've got like half the breathing capacity is what I normally do, so.
It was just good because you've been doing half the talking capacity that you normally do, so having to hear from you less throughout the week has probably also been a positive sign.
Well, I feel like everyone around me is a lot more happier.
You're not as happy. You've had a little bit, you're a bit grumpy earlier. We fed you up before doing this podcast, and it's the last episode of the year, so I feel like we can do a bit of reflection in this, but It's been a solid year.
Oh, I think I'm ready for at least a couple of days off.
Just a couple?
Oh, man. Oh, we're taking Gooch Week off, like, between Christmas and New Year's, because I might be just run down from the year. I reckon it's honestly, it's probably been our hardest year ever.
You got to crawl. You're crawling to the finish line.
Oh, barely making it. I'm like, but to be honest, when I stop thinking about it, sort of just goes.
Poor, and poor then you? A bit poor you? You're a bit poor you.
A little bit. I like playing the victim.
I know.
I'm a good victim.
Yeah. But it's about everyone else today. You know, it's the final episode of the year. We're trying to just like let them know that we believe in them.
Hey, you know what I believe into? Us. What? Because next year, I've been looking at our plans and I'm going, we're going to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
And people aren't even ready. This is the funniest thing ever. So all the listeners, they know because they've been listening to us for ages. But the ones who've never heard of us before, they're about to get a rude shock, I reckon, next year.
Hey, well, if you haven't signed up to the Dream Big Social Club, Dream Big newsletter comes out on a fortnightly basis at the moment. Final volume went out yesterday afternoon.
Final issue.
Issue, volume. We call it volumes. It's on the thing.
People, yeah.
Same.
They'll get it, yeah.
Whatever.
It's just a fucking newsletter.
It's out. Yeah. It's out yesterday. So if you haven't signed up yet, you're missing out. It's on Beehive. You can go check out some of the previous editions there. All of the content's out now. Five volumes, exclusive interview with Jess Walker. She sits on we've had her on the pod before. She's on the board at Fishburners. She's also doing some big things there, leading the community and explorers program at Airtree. So had a bit of a Q&A with her.
Heavy hitter. Hey, when she speaks, everyone listens.
That's right.
Hey, got an interview. Bit of influence. There. That's actual influence.
And the final one, I guess, for us, it's like if you want to keep up to date with any of the events, we've got some big events planned for early in 2024. We're going to hit the ground running. We'll be back from a podcast perspective. Week of the January the 8th, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, look, I looked at it. It's either going to be the Monday the 8th or I think it's the 11th on the Thursday, with a guest. But whenever we can record one early, we'll just probably try and pop it out there and get it going again.
What do the people do if they need, like, that's 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks without,
I don't know. Go back and listen to episodes that you haven't listened to before. Because I know with guest episodes, sometimes you might see people and go, oh, it doesn't really interest me. But go back and listen, because we ask really good questions. And it's not just about their specific industry, besides the 100% live pod that we've done with MYOB this year.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't even say that right, MYOB.
You'll have to say MYOB. They're not sponsoring today.
Yeah, so fuck it.
You can mispronounce it if you want. But
it's been good, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, newsletter's out. All the things are happening. Rubes is on. Hey, I didn't forget.
I was going to say, you're about to move on. And I was like, I don't need Rob's rundown this. I know what I'm going to say. And then we almost forgot it.
We dropped street artist. Is that probably the best way to put it?
I put mural painter.
Street artist?
I probably should have put that, shouldn't I?
I don't know.
I didn't know what to do. I just done what he said. You know what I mean?
Mural painter.
Mural painter.
Rubes. He's painted some cool. He's a pretty talented dude. You don't, I reckon, from a creativity point of view, you wish you had his creativity.
I do, because I look at his work and I'm like, I always wonder, like, paintings is so, you know, when you see him on the big, like, Rubes has, like, the, what are they called when they load you up, like the cranes and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then, I like drawing, you know, because you can just sit there and just fucking, you know, but with those cherry picker things, you got to go up and down and you do sections at a time.
You're scared of heights too.
I don't know if I'm scared. I think I am a little bit scared, but isn't everyone?
No, you're petrified.
I'm not petrified. I jumped off the 10-meter diving board at MSAC.
When we go up, even up on some of the escalators at Southern Cross,
I hold your hand.
You try and hold my hand, or you're really hard, like
palms are sweaty,
white knuckles on the side holding on.
Yeah, it does get scary.
It's weird.
At the Flagstaff Station escalators, they're pretty scary.
They're pretty tall, aren't they?
I can't believe. Surely people have fell down,
pushed.
You reckon?
In the morning rush to get into work back in the day, pre-COVID, when everyone was like, I need to get in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me go to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember distinctly rolling in on the train every morning at like peak hour, and I'll just feel like cattle. You know what I mean? Getting prodded in the same direction. We're all going there. We all pretend like we're keen as to go to work, but really, we just want to be at home.
How many people do you reckon, like now in December? It's a big mix. You know, like I feel like we've had the sort of work up. I can't believe it's Christmas next week, but there's a bunch of people that come December, they're working, but they're not.
Oh, come November, I think November's their cutoff period. I feel like a lot of people are wiggling the mouse November,
a few
December,
mouse wigglers,
and then they're probably coming back early Feb. You know, early Feb.
Early Feb.
Well, switching on. You know what I mean. You can always look at the emails, but are you really giving a response?
I need to ramp back up, bring back the energy in Jan, but sort of work my way into it.
I feel like we don't really have an off season, do we? 2 weeks is a big.
2 weeks long stint. I went this time last year. We went to Byron. That was good. Yeah. That's got to sustain me at least for another 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, bro, found a life, huh?
Come on.
What are you doing? What are you doing throughout the 2 week period?
We've got not much going on. You?
I think we're just legit staying around here. It's lucky where we live that we can just go to the beach.
That's pretty boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty boring. But we are boring people. I just think, you know,
so bland.
Everyone, we zig when they zag. You know, everyone's going away having a good time. We're like, no.
Is that what we're rolling with?
I think so.
At times, I go like, that's not that exciting. I don't really want to like.
Would you classify yourself as a boring person?
At times, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Bland.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Nah, got to do that too.
Do you have much to do?
I haven't done anything, so I've got to do something.
Really?
I'm sure there's things to do.
Yeah, Tales is like, oh, we'll go Saturday. I'm like, that's fucking Christmas Eve.
Have you bought something for Tales?
We're not doing presents this year. Because we just bought the fucking house. So we're just like, we'll just get things for the house.
Oh, no, he's Grinch, huh?
No, like, I don't know.
You don't want to wake up, no presents for you, Tales.
Times are tough. You can just have we can share a family block of chocolate.
Yeah.
And by the way, you've got some news about the old Cadbury family box.
If you're a chocolate addict like I am from Cadbury and you've gone and noticed something a bit different in the texture in your mouth, it's the old shrinkflation.
Yeah.
But they've done the double dip. It's not just shrinkflation. It's not just less for the same price. It's less for more.
Yeah.
So it's dropped from 375 grams down to 360 grams for the big family size blocks.
Yeah.
And it's gone from $6 to $7.
Yeah. But prices are locked. You know, prices are locked.
It's gone up by a dollar and you're giving me less chocolate.
I feel like it's like.
Who can I complain to?
Oh.
Mr. Cadbury?
Cadbury, Willy Wonka, different things. But I feel like Pringles and shit done that, didn't they? Remember when they used to fill the chip packets?
They're dogs.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like
pissed off.
And they try and get away with it.
It's ruined
without
Christmas.
People noticing. Like, I wouldn't have noticed. I didn't even notice when I got them. And then you were like, did you?
I noticed because I'm a pig.
Yeah.
And I love chocolate.
You're looking at every little gram on that thing and going,
I can't believe it's $7 now.
What is 15 grams though? What would that be equivalent to, you reckon? Like a square, a couple squares?
Maybe two squares.
Yeah, so you're missing two squares.
Or a square or two squares over the block. Like that's.
Either way, it sucks.
Either way, like that's not fair.
You should hit up the person at Coles or Woolies and just go, hey, mate. What's the fucking go here?
Hey, I wasn't consulted.
Who do I?
I'm the biggest customer.
And now I have to scan my own shit. Like, what the fuck? Why?
Scan your own shit. You're still complaining about that.
I just think.
That's because you got done stealing Tic Tacs, mate.
Ah, yeah.
You're a thief.
I haven't stolen again. But I want to know if other people still do that stuff. Can you get away with it now?
People still steal. We did the Hot or Not a few weeks back, and 50% of people said scanning other items as other items. And they said,
Do you still do that now?
Nah.
Why not?
Are you scared? I actually just, with Matilda, I know you go to the supermarket with Matilda.
Yeah. You don't want to get stopped.
I actually don't mind. I'll happily wait a little bit longer and be served through the checkout. I used to always just go through the self-service, and now I like.
You like putting them into work, watching them sweat.
Honestly, I'd rather you put the things in the bag than me.
Yeah.
It gives me an extra 5 minutes to kill or I'm not home.
Yeah.
How sad's that?
No, it's not sad. It's productive.
No, it's not. It's unproductive. I'm taking longer. I'm trying to make the time go like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just going home and we're back to filling in time at home.
I just don't get why prices have gone up, but we have to do all the work ourselves. It doesn't make sense, does it? We got to scan it. We got to do it. It costs more. There's less. What the fuck is going on?
What are you
going
to do, mate? You're just going to walk in there and get your fucking snacks. All you have is
why do we have to? George Burns said it this year. Why do we have to advance? Why can't we just something's good? Just leave it for a bit.
Is that right?
Don't you reckon? Just leave it. What? There was no problem.
I saw you did a story post on Instagram about you're going to grow your hair back.
No, yeah, that was 13 years ago.
Are you going to grow it back now?
I've tried. Trust me, I water it every day. I rub it. Nothing happens.
I reckon you should grow the sides out.
You've always said that.
I think it'd look good under a hat.
Honestly, I reckon God done everyone else a favor when he got rid of my hair.
Do you believe in God?
Sometimes. Whenever I'm having a bad time, I'm like, I'm praying, you know. I'm praying. Isn't that everyone, isn't it? I believe in God when I need it.
I got to believe in something.
I don't know about that. We've spoken about this. I think like, what's going I don't on? Even know what I am. I don't even know if I'm an atheist.
What's the point of life?
Yeah,
what
I don't know.
What's the meaning of life?
I believe in myself, and then you said I would be a Buddhist then.
Maybe.
You? Because I'm like, well, all that.
Spirituality, it's like finding your inner the chakras.
Like, I don't want to say that I am God, but I feel like,
but people who listen to the pod realize that's how you think about yourself. No, it's all good.
I'm just saying, love yourself a little bit, but you don't have to do it like publicly. You can talk positive about yourself behind closed doors.
Yeah, you can look in a few mirrors, a few puddles.
Do you believe in yourself?
Not enough. Sometimes
really?
I feel like I do.
That's why you hang around me, because I just fill that cup up for you.
Make me feel better about myself.
I feel stupid today. No, you don't, mate. You're really good at what you do. Don't worry about it.
You got some thank yous.
Am I like the Karamo of the relationship? I reckon you're the Jonathan Van. No, actually, you're the Anthony.
Anthony.
You're Anthony. You think you're handy in the kitchen. You think you're hot. And I reckon I'm definitely Karamo. All right. Should we get into the last thank yous of the year? Yeah?
Please.
All right. The first one on the list, I don't think he's left a suggestion yet, and it hasn't made the list, so I don't want to discourage him next year from sending stuff in, but Nick Edwards.
Do you know what the good thing is?
What?
Everyone gets a game here. It doesn't matter if you're in the ones or twos, but...
You get mentioned. You get mentioned.
But you didn't make the ones this week.
You didn't make the ones, but... Hey, you know who did make the ones this week? Shreddy Eddie.
Hey, he's back.
He kicked a couple in the twos, and he's in the ones now.
You love to see the consistency.
Hey, CG Spaceman. We love him, don't we?
You make it?
Yeah, he did.
Good job.
One of them. Hey, guess who didn't make the list this week, and he won't be happy. Mikey Foden.
Didn't make it.
No, but his two ones were mandatory holiday periods.
Yeah.
Which would have been
alright. That was actually a pretty smart one. Yeah. On. Did make the list though, Mikey.
And his other one was leather bondage outfits at a nightclub.
Plenty going on.
I want to rate Mikey's wardrobe, I reckon.
A lot of leather sticking out the drawer, I reckon. A lot of leather.
Loz Rowe. Thank you very much for your suggestion. You made it this week.
Well done.
Trix13, thank you. Leisure Lizard. Sorry, buddy. We've already done nootropics, but appreciate all the support this year and all the suggestions. Jacob Brennan. Sorry, brother, you didn't make the list this week. But he's got calling sick on Christmas Day. He's a pilot, that makes sense. Mez.
Yeah.
So Marie, my godmother, actually, a big shout out. She loves the podcast. She listens to it every Friday. Mum's best friend. She's the fucking best. I love her. But she didn't make the list this week. So, but one of her ones was telling kids Santa isn't real.
Oh.
I still thought he was real, so that was news to me too. Hey, Hicker, you made the list this week. Congrats.
There you go.
Josh Lange. Look, I wanted it, but I feel like we've already done it. Reflective Sunnies.
Yeah.
But appreciate it. Chris GW. Appreciate your support this year, mate. Didn't make the list. Dom Sabora, baby.
Did you make it?
Nah, getting a photo with Santa. We done the Christmas special. Yeah. North Trip, thank you very much. Kay Harrow, thank you very much. Chris Hill.
Hey, a lot of suggestions this week. I like to see the flood in before Christmas. A few people in the twos this week, though.
Yeah, Skylani Kennedy with Boxing Day birthday, which I feel like she might have. So that's the old one present wonder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dylan Caton, thank you very much. Timothy James came in hot this week. Hey, and we liked him, don't we?
Yeah.
We liked him. So make sure you go follow his work, actually. He's going to be in the newsletter. So
He was in it.
So, yeah.
He's currently in it.
It's the latest issue. So, you'll like that. And Yipper99, thank you very much. And last but not least at all, Sorbet Weather. I feel like we need to give this fucker a crown or something. You know what I mean? He's there every week. Even when there's not many people sending stuff in, he's always there, giving us like 10. I feel like surely he's the MVP or best and fairest or something.
Maybe.
I feel like your mum slipped this year, hasn't she?
She slipped, yeah.
She was number one and number one and two with Dave Sorbet.
Four suggestions, yeah. Sorbet, I think he has to be the crown. He had a couple of disappointments where it's like if it wasn't grand final week, but come finals time, you're in the team, mate.
Do you reckon Shreddy Eddie just gets a gig on the podium just because he rocks up?
He rocks up, yeah.
I feel like you got to reward that behaviour, don't you? Leisure Lizard, I could say the same. Mikey Foden, Eddie. Anyway, I can go on for ages. Should we get into it?
Please.
I'm about to lose my breath, huh? All right, this is one.
Puffin Billy.
Oh, man, I'm struggling.
Just get through for the people, mate. It's
I'm
not
trying,
about you.
I'm trying. It's hard. I just need to remember to breathe, you know, which is hard. I've got short-term memory loss, yeah. Number one on the list, investments as gifts.
I like this suggestion. We did charity.
Donation as a present.
As a present, which I was like,
I want some reward.
This one I like.
Yeah.
You've made an investment on my behalf. Thank you very much.
Well, it was Tim James, and he said he does it for all his friends and partner and family and stuff over Christmas, and they don't like it.
They don't like it?
No, and he goes, I hope they'll appreciate it later on.
I think that's very kind. Yeah. Thoughtful.
Sorry, I thought of it.
That's a meaningful gift. Yeah. I know you don't get to open some chocolates or something now and you get to have that short-term gratification, but...
You'd like some shares in Afterpay again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, let me rewind back and not make that decision again.
Is that something that you'll look to do in the future as well?
What?
Like give investments as gifts.
Well, I think it's kind.
Yeah.
It's kind.
What would you give your dad shares in, you reckon? Cougar cans.
Cougar. Five Cougars, thanks.
Astra Dispensary. That'd be a good one.
I don't know. I think it's good. What do you reckon? Hot. I think it's hot.
I reckon it's hot. Can't get any hotter. Good suggestion, Tim. All right, we might as well move on. I've got nothing else to say, really. I haven't done it before.
You're boring.
No, well, the next one's my suggestion. So
no stress, Tim, mate. Just if you're new here, Locke likes to move it on, get it to his suggestions quick.
Well, you've made the list too. So
no, I'm moving on. I'm happy to talk about the other suggestions.
Well, what else do you want to talk about? Investments as gifts. Do you have anything else?
Oh, no, I've said a few things. Usually that's how the pod works now. It's your turn.
Yeah, I don't have much for that one.
Fair enough.
Next on the list, taking expired medication. Have you done it before?
Well, no.
So you've never done it? Not even like a week late?
I don't think I've really had any like expiry date medication.
No.
That I would want to take again.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that I...
Yeah, you're not really a sick person, are you?
I don't really have much medication.
No.
Panadol and Nurofen, I pump through those.
Yeah, but even then, you don't really smash them though, do you?
No.
No.
I don't know. I'm not really like... I'm going to say not hot
because
I feel like there's a risk attached to it. And
does Panadol... Yeah, there is a risk.
There's a big risk.
Yeah.
It's a weird risk to be taking.
Well, not for me because I'd done it last night. So prednisolone, which is a steroid for asthmatics and people who just can't breathe properly. Last night, I was like, I can't relax. I can't breathe. I can't do anything. I'm like, I can't go to the hospital now. I can't go to the doctor now. I'm just like, what the fuck am I going to do? Searched up the back of the on top of the fridge in the medicine
cupboard. And you had some in there and you decided that...
Some prednisolone from my nan who passed away in 2019. And this is from 2017, prednisolone. And I was Googling it in bed and I'm like, I weighed up the risk in my head. I'm like, I can't fucking breathe. I need to try something. And I was just praying that I woke up and I did.
That's crazy.
And I felt good, but I got puffed early because I was out doing stuff. And But I think that was tossing up in my head. I just want to see what people thought about that in the IG stories.
I reckon everyone's going to say, not hot, not, I'm concerned at times about you.
Are
you? Yeah, because
I haven't stopped taking them. I took some today.
I just don't want you to die anytime soon.
No, I won't.
It's really inconvenient. I've got so much stuff. I'm riding on you.
I've got a lot
of my life attached to you.
Yeah.
And I can't have your malnutrition.
Weak.
Old medication. Like, you're just asking for trouble, mate. Slowly dawdle across the roads, you know. Get into a bit of a shuffle. Get across the road.
I'm a quick walker. What are you talking about? You're the fucking one who... we need to let people know. You think it's a fucking ick when I run across the road or... I try and make it easy for the driver. I'm like, I'm annoying you because I probably shouldn't be doing it, but I'm gonna waddle along pretty quickly because I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, nah, I'm not breaking stride. You don't break stride, do you?
I walk at the pace I want to walk. Run me over.
See, but I think that's a dangerous game.
It's not.
I think I'd rather take expired medication than do that.
I think you're... I'm concerned. I'm concerned for you.
I wish I could laugh, but I've run out of breath.
Next
on the list, cold plunge.
Oh, I just feel like this is like... Everyone's
this
so
is obsessed. Robbie's rant. Yeah, let's wind him up. Come on.
Like when we were living together first, back in 2014, 2015 or whatever, and you were on the Wim Hof bandwagon back then doing your...
Well, the Iceman thing on Vice just came out. I was like, fuck.
You went and saw him and now every fucking second person's down doing group breath work and group cold plunges in the morning after their run clubs and it's all too much. They're the things that, like, if I think back to when I played sports and stuff, they're the most horrible things about being a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Is like the forced recovery every day and the forced all these other stuff. Like, and everyone's trying to pretend like they love it, you know?
I reckon they actually do, though.
Why?
Because it's the connectiveness. They all go down to the beach and they look at the sun and they breathe.
There was some meaning. Yeah, people used to just join book clubs and that, you know. But
well, yeah, 100%.
Everyone wants meaning, don't they?
I feel
meaning
like.
Meaning and purpose from breathing.
Isn't that the point of life, though?
I guess so. Let's all come together and breathe in the mornings. And then
well, maybe I need to go because I'm half capacity. So if Cool to Be Conscious or something wants to help me out, I need to fucking get on it.
Maybe I'm just. I'm a little bit antisocial, but
I don't like doing
the plunge pools and that. Like, give us a fucking spell.
I went to the Wim Hof one. That was all right because we all had the mats, and that was just like teaching you how to breathe that way.
I like. Let me.
You like it.
I like ice baths. I like recovery for the intentional purposes. Yeah. You're recovering for a reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing something, and you're trying to treat your body a bit better because you're recovering from that. But like, if I have to watch one more little Instagram story of someone getting up at 5 a.m. and then doing 3 hours of journaling and gratitude and a bit of tongue scraping, and then
you've got no responsibility. Is that what you're trying to say?
And then into the cool ice plunge for my 3x90 second plunges.
Yeah.
And I go into this thing and then I read my book and I turn my notifications on for the first time at 10 a.m. and then start my day. I work, I have my coffee, I eat raw whole foods and do this thing. It's just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I fucking fuck right off.
Because it's not real life, is it?
It is for some people.
That's why
it's crazy.
But I think like it's good to have healthy habits and stuff, but I think the more we've realised and gone through the business world and stuff and just life, it's just like it's not really like that at all, is it? Everyone's just scraping in their own way, in it, like ad hoc-y type of a way, but I don't know. I like cold showers.
I have cold showers every day.
Everyone
just tries to find this happiness in all the crazy. Oh, I think, even though I've just had this rant, I think cold plunges are still hot.
Yeah.
But the fad and the trend of everyone like having to.
Cold plunges and
that's paying. I've got to pay a subscription fee to join a plunge club. We're plunging together for $95 a week.
That could be a good little business for us.
Yeah, plunge club.
Well, I remember when I was working at the flight joint, they brought in the cryotherapy.
I like cryo. That's cool.
I've never done cryo. And the people I've spoken to, they haven't really raved about it besides you just then. It's just a good concept,
you know.
It's real quick, isn't it?
These people. I just can't.
You know what I didn't mind though? Like the flotation shit was cool. And I had a thing called the Arjuna light where it's like you close your eyes and you put these things on. Like goggles or something, and it flashes all these like it's like if you have epilepsy, don't do it. But it sort of puts your body in like a I don't know if it's a REM state or something. Yeah, it's like a full like.
Can I say what's funny though?
What?
All these people that are paying to go to all these things.
Yeah.
Like exactly what you're talking about. At the end of the day,
I'll stop you. A lot of them were athletes and stuff.
I know that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is they're joining these things. They're joining the breath work. They're joining the fucking float tank things and the ice bars, and then they're turning up expecting an experience and they're talking to some fucking idiot like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How's your day? I'm the flight facilitator, flight connector.
Do you want a green tea? Namaste.
You know, like, so it's like, that's how it works.
Yeah. I think people like calm though, don't they?
Yeah, but I like you. I'm not saying that you're not any good.
Yeah.
It's just
not qualified. I clean the tanks, bro. And I watch wrestling every night. You know, they're going to like, this fuck is like 15, isn't it? Oh. I'm sitting there with a Wicked Fizz at the front desk. He can't be for real, can he?
Wicked Fizz.
How good were they, by the way?
Anyway, that's my rant over.
Would you get a cold plunge in your house, though? If you were mega rich, would you have that sort of stuff?
Yeah,
I'd
have it for sure.
You have a sauna?
Probably, yeah.
Pool, indoor pool.
If I have things at my disposal, fantastic.
Yeah, let's just say you got fucking 100 mil in the bank.
Yeah, plunge me up.
I reckon you're taking over that, what's that plate, that property, and you're just turning it into just your little fucking Disneyland, I reckon, with your boxing bags and your...
Just loving it.
Because you're loving exercise at the moment, aren't you?
Oh, I'm an exerciser.
You're on the exercise bike. You're running out your demons.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm trying to exercise out the demons.
You're doing some prison workouts, aren't you, out the
back? Try my best. I'm just pumping those legs in that bike.
You're looking in good nick, though. You take pride in your appearance. I like it.
Thanks, mate.
That's good. All right, cold plunge, hot. Next on the list, another one of my suggestions, complimenting strangers.
This is something I reckon can be a bit weird.
Yeah.
There's a certain way you have to go about it.
Yeah.
And you can't be too over complimentary because otherwise, are you hitting on me?
Yeah.
What do you want from this?
I was watching a Seinfeld episode last night and that's what made me think of it. Elaine, when that guy come in, Dr. Pfeiffer or something, and he's like, he described her as breathtaking and she was like, oh my God, this is such a fucking... And then he described this ugly baby as breathtaking and then she wanted to... Have you seen that episode?
I have seen that episode.
Yeah, it's funny as. I was just like, that's fine. And like when George acts against his natural instincts, he does the opposite. That was another one of my suggestions, but I was like, I can't have three in a 10. But
especially when we had so many suggestions.
Yeah, but a lot of them we've done before. So I was just like, can't be repeating. But yeah, complimenting strangers, I actually think I think it's a good thing. I think like, how would you feel if someone you didn't know pinged you on LinkedIn and said, hey, Rob, you don't know me. I've listened to the pod all year. Really respect and love what you're like building. That. Would you love that?
Yeah, that's
would good. Would you tell someone and go, I don't know this person and they made my day?
Sometimes it's like if I'm at the park and I see another dad or whatever, yeah, and he's got a couple of kids and I'm like, you're killing it, you know, like dad of the year or wave of the year.
Are you hitting on me, mate?
What's sometimes I'm out in the surf with the people I like and a big wave comes through, I'll yell out wave of the day. You know what I mean? Like make them feel good that they're on the best. They're obviously not because I was on the best one. But they make it, at least they know that. And then it sort of it makes them feel good because knowing that I was on the best one, but I'm still saying that they're trying to.
And if they're rude back, they get you even angrier, don't they? Because you're like, hang on, I just gave you this random thing that you didn't ask for. And you're not even, you know, like you might have said something, they've looked at you and gone, oh, weirdo.
You know?
I feel like you compliment strangers a bit, don't
you? Yeah, I say good stuff. Nice stuff.
I like talking to people at the, if they're serving me something. Like if you're at the, all right, you're not going through the self-checkout. Do you talk to the person who's scanning your stuff?
Not much.
I always do.
I know it makes their life easier than that, but at times, like, I think it also makes their life easier if they get to let a customer come through that's happy not to engage in conversation.
Yeah.
So like one goes through like you, chews their ear off and they're like,
No.
They're like, oh fuck, this bald-headed fuck asking me questions like what time do I get off and how has it been?
What days do you work? Where do you live?
Is this a busy day or and what's going on with the prices of the chocolate now? Oh. And then they're answering all these questions as a 17-year-old thinking, fuck off, baldy.
No.
And then I come next and go, g'day, how you going? Yeah, grab some bags, thanks. And then I just, that's it.
Extra plastic, thanks.
Put them in the thing. You got flybys, not today.
Yeah, but I think you're sus at temp. So if you talk to them and they give you stuff back, they obviously want to talk. If not, it's not like I fucking chew their ear off if I'm like, hey, how's your day? And they're like, yeah, good, thanks.
You're known
like,
to do that.
Probably not, you know.
You're a bit nosy.
No, like even if we go on a Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going through the drive-thru. Hey, mate, how's the day been?
They don't want to talk to you.
How's the drive-thru going, mate?
Hey, mate, you've been here 7 times this week. What's going on?
Hey, Locke. Hey, mate.
Hey, look.
I feel like they do know us at Hungry Jack's and Armstrong.
They treat us nicely there.
Even before we like gave them love on the seconds video, I feel like they've always shown us love.
That's true.
All right, next on the list, tiny beanies. Hot or not?
Can you kick this off?
No, I want to hear your opinion because I rock them. Obviously, it's hot for me. It's my favorite piece of clothing. Loz Rowe, who sent the suggestion in, fucking hates them.
I think
her suggestion was tiny fucking beanies.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the best. That's my favorite thing.
I reckon they look embarrassing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think at times they look like there's material missing on your head.
Well, if my ears are poking out, you don't too think much. That's appropriate.
But there's not just ears. There's like a 2 centimeters gap above the ears.
Yeah.
Of where the beanie should be covered. It's like the purpose of wearing a beanie is to keep your head warm.
Yeah, no, but I'm not taking anyone's opinion who's not bald. They're not bald. If a bald person said to me, tiny beanies, I don't know about them, I'd probably listen.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a bald head, I don't think you got it right.
To tell you how to wear your beanies?
Nah, man. Because how do you know it doesn't get cold? What the fuck would you know? You're not bald. Do you remember when you were one? When you had a little bit of hair? No, you don't. So I don't know. I'll take that personally, actually. So if anyone doesn't like it on the stories, I'm probably going to unfollow you.
Are you going to use a photo of yourself to describe whether it's hot or not?
Do you reckon I should find one? I don't know. I'm trying to find one where it's like really high.
That pink beanie, that peach-coloured one that you used to.
Oh, that was riding up high.
Oh, my God. It was the tiniest thing. I think it was not meant to be folded or something, and you used to fold it almost.
It was the extra small fisherman beanie from ASOS, yeah.
It was insane.
But, I think I bought that into fashion for a little bit. Don't you reckon, though? Like, think about it. I've been wearing beanies since I can remember, and I remember switching over to the fishermans, and I hadn't seen many people do it, if any.
Yeah.
And I've gone, you know what, I'm taking a punt, I'm taking a risk. This is me, this is my style.
With the size of the beanie.
Yeah, just with over the years. Like, you don't know anyone else who wears them like that, do you?
Not that small, no. Not that small. I don't know if it's a good thing that I don't know anyone else. Can't think of anyone else. Never seen anyone else wear a beanie as small as the ones that you wear in your head.
You know what ones I can't cop anymore? The ones with the pom-poms on the top.
Yeah?
You're
pom-pommed out?
No, I'm pom-pommed out.
Yeah?
Do you like them? You wear beanies.
I love beanies. I got like a cat's beanie with a pom-pom on it. I feel like it's a bit more
sports
like,
ones are different.
That's a bit more low-key. I don't wear any other ones with a pom-pom.
You know
all of mine are like the fisherman type ones, but then normal length.
Yeah. No, they're normal length, but they're not fishermen's. They're just normal beanies that you fold.
They're fisherman beanies.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, the fisherman beanies are the ones, like, they're the tiny ones.
That's no, I think when you type in tiny fisherman's beanie, that's what you get.
We'll suss it out.
A normal fisherman's beanie, they like to keep a bit of warmth.
You know what they call them in Canada? And I had no idea. Toques.
Yeah.
Toques. I was like, what the fuck is it? Toque?
Yeah.
It's a beanie, mate.
There you go.
I like the ones that are, what's the South Park one where not...
They cover the ears on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, I like that look. Like now, I reckon that's a trendy... that should have been on my ins and outs list.
Maybe you should bring it back next year.
I reckon.
You are a bit of a trendsetter.
Yeah. Thank you. At least someone notices. The rolled up jeans, the fisherman beanie, I don't know what else. I've done a few things, but the painted nails when no one was doing it. Now everyone's got painted nails, huh?
Painted nails.
Don't they? I'm looking at Love Island and Big Brother. They've all got them
they
painted.
Love it.
It is it.
They do that.
It's their, a look now. Their, it's their like nails, the old nose ring, huh?
The nails painted and they're in the plunge pool,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drawn in the breath clubs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're in the plunge club this week. Oh, plunge club 365.
I love it when you get like this.
It's good. It's just pissing me off.
Yeah.
Wankers.
All right. This is your suggestion. So I'll let you kick it off. Mowing lawns after 7:30 p.m.
I'm really interested to see how people vote on this because I've got – a two-year-old. For those who don't know, my daughter Matilda, she's turns two, so she goes to bed 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I live in suburbia in Armstrong Creek. Yeah. We're close to the neighbours, not as close as I was in Hudson Street when I used to live in the other place, Armstrong Creek. It was like I was living in the same bed with the neighbours.
Like a townhouse, wall to wall type.
Wall to wall. We go out in the backyard. I'm standing face to face. Well, over I reckon the fence. Fences were only like peck height.
But I also think like townhouses probably have thicker walls than what you. So you can probably hear more with neighbours there in Armstrong Creek than you can in
the
townhouses.
Well, all I know is that my street, some interesting behaviour from Armstrong Creek.
But I think they would look at you and go, interesting as well.
What, that I'm punctual, I shut my things up?
You can see over your little back fences and you always got the top off doing push-ups and that. And I don't know. I just reckon people, your next door neighbours will be looking,
what's he doing?
What is his job, I reckon? Yeah. A lot of them would be like, what does he do for work?
He's home all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're always
home. They're always home. So when can they mow their lawns? You're always home anyway.
No. The issue for me is Matilda goes to bed at 7 o'clock and I've got people mowing their lawns up to like 20 past 8. They've got the edges. They're doing their edges. And that last night, we're sitting there at like 8 o'clock and he's doing his whippersnipper and that. He's and I'm like, I'm going to jump the fence and fucking punch his head in.
But you didn't because you knew you were in the wrong.
No, then I Googled it. You're not allowed to do anything after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Residential noise thing from an 8 o'clock perspective.
But if it's fucking 8:30, it's not like, mate.
8:30, bro. Way too late. Nah, you don't even like when the next door neighbour cooks something at your house and the smell comes into the backyard. You're like, oh, ew.
Nah.
Ew. Why are you saying ew? What are they cooking?
I like curry. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I love the smell of buttered chicken.
Yeah, you just don't like it every day.
Nah. But don't turn it on me, bro. It's just because it's 8 o'clock, I just think it sucks for you because you got a kid, but... There's more people out there in the world. They need to cut the grass. They need to cut the grass, mate.
I'm just saying, you got plenty of time, mate. Make time.
Why don't you
time?
Put a letter in the letterbox and just say, hey, mate, I'm just letting you know that I've got a baby.
I don't need to do that.
Why aren't you doing it then? You obviously don't care that much. It doesn't affect your life that much.
It pisses me off. It affects me.
It's just a little thing that gets that fuse going when you're finally relaxed on the couch.
It's hard to relax when you sit down and watch TV and I can't even hear the TV over the lawnmower.
You're sober as a judge. You're not tired.
I'm bland. I'm feeling very bland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're running on water.
I've had no alcohol. I'm having no
anything.
Uppers or downers or nothing. Just straight Jane, plain Jane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sitting here having my chocolate that's decreased in size, thinking I was going to go to bed and start the same routine I do every day of my life again tomorrow. Can't even watch a half hour TV.
It's like real life rehab, isn't it? Without the padded walls and you can't leave in that.
I need a straitjacket. I'm going mad.
I feel like...
I need a bit of a break. I'm ready for Christmas break. Is it Christmas yet?
But one thing we have learned is that you need to have something. Whatever it is, you need to have a... You can't just drink water, eat fucking salmon and have 10 hours sleep every
night. And do your plunge pools.
Yeah. I just don't think if you're out there, DM us. DM us. I'll follow you around for a week.
Hey, 365.
Oh, 365. I'll follow you around. All right. I just think mowing lawns after 7:30 p.m. Hot.
Oh, you hot. You dog.
I wish we were neighbours, bro. I'd deliberately piss you off.
Not hot.
Huh?
Not hot.
If they did it in the middle, if they done it at 1 o'clock, you'd be like, it's a fucking nap time. What are you doing?
No, you can't complain at 1 o'clock.
But you can after 8, huh?
After 8.
8:01, you're calling the cops.
Anything after 7 I think is rude.
Not by the law.
No, not by the law, but I do not by just social etiquette.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
It's like jacking off on a plane. It's not illegal, but it's just frowned upon, you know? Next on the list, unboxing videos. What do you reckon? Do you like watching them? Unboxing products?
Not really.
We tried to do a little one for Reigns, didn't we? And it's just, we're not really good at that shit, are we?
I just think I don't have that much time.
Yeah, like going through, making sure it's all.
I watched this thing of someone that was like, it goes back to those morning routine ones where it's like they're filming. And I saw the comments on one of the videos because the guy's like, at 5:15, I get up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you must have got up, put your phone on the counter, hopped back into bed, pretended you were sleepy to rub your eyes, and then gone back and pressed stop on the recording.
Yeah, like you're acting.
It's an acting.
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, it's just...
Just set the cameras up like you do all the time. You know what I mean?
All the time. I don't know. Everything's weird to me.
You think that's odd behavior? Like, it's not natural, is it?
Unboxing.
We find shit like that, non-natural stuff. We find it hard to fake that, don't we?
Yeah, it's too much.
Oh, man. I've already seen it. You know what I mean?
I've already unboxed it. It's not actually... This is the second unboxing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who does it well. Isabella and Shane.
Yeah.
So they were going to apply for the block and that. And obviously, Isabella was on Home and Away and Neighbours and stuff, and Shane's very handy with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going to go on the block and that, but they're doing the shit themselves, yeah. And all these brands are reaching out to them because the way they do the videos and stuff, because she's obviously an actress, really good.
Wow.
Yeah, but like not even that. That was fake. You know what I mean? Hers, like you know, the nods and it's all the other body language, you know?
That's also, that's obviously why we don't do videos.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
Every time we do that, we want to punch on, don't we?
Wow.
Remember we done that Up Bank video?
Oh, worse.
I thought the pod was going to end.
It's not really for us.
No. But go follow Isabella Giovanni and suss out her videos. And if you want to see some good unboxing, some good like time lapse of like products and stuff.
Yeah.
Number one.
Good all stuff.
Right. Next on the list, reacting to Insta stories. What do you reckon? Hot or not?
I don't watch Insta stories.
No, you're not. You don't do that. Oh, nah. Actually, you're a liar. Because sometimes on Funny Business, you do.
Sometimes on Funny Business, yeah. I'll suss some different.
Because then I'll look at it and I go, I haven't seen that yet. Because that's all I do. Yeah, I look on Instagram stories.
I actually make people feel good all day. Sometimes I feel actually a little bit intimidated if I was to click on a story knowing that I know that you want to have a look.
Oh, I'm going
You're the observer. You want to look at everything.
Yeah.
So sometimes I feel guilty if I look first.
Oh, you know what? I'll say it to you. I think I've said it to you before. I don't care, like with messages and stuff, like if you open it, I'd rather you just reply.
I know.
Because then I just won't see it and then it will be rude.
I know. That's why I usually just leave them unread.
Yeah.
Because of an etiquette sort of thing. I know that's how you are.
Well, and then but then it's a pain in the ass to just say, hey, thingo message of, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's just a hard interaction.
That's why I just leave it.
Yeah. And then ask me, what do they say?
No. I read it afterwards. We're like, have you seen that message yet?
Yeah, I sometimes hit
you with that one. Yeah, like, is there any reason why you haven't replied yet? Sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You like that or nah?
I do like that. I like that you got back to wonky.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd left it a bit long.
Yeah.
If that's your job as a community manager, I'm sort of fucking.
I'm probably taking a shit or something, or a shower or something. I don't know.
Hey, is it? We got 60 minutes here. I thought we were like clock's ticking.
Oh, I don't know.
Customers waiting in the waiting bay at Macca's, and you're just going, "Hey, I ordered my fucking 6 hash browns an hour ago."
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Reacting to Insta stories. Do you like receiving them? You don't like giving them. You like receiving them, though, don't you?
Every now and again, I don't mind it.
You love it when you put the little Tilda stories up on the beach and you're getting fucking 100 likes.
Everyone's
kidding.
Like, oh, my God, look at her. She's so cute. Yeah. Just like you look like her dad. Oh,
it's just an easy one, isn't it?
She's so cute and so are you.
Well, people just line if they don't. Why are you posting if you don't want that? You know what I mean? So I think
I'm not a good example of this. I looked back and I hadn't posted anything for over a year.
Not in your feed.
Not my feed. I've given people a few stories like because I felt guilty knowing the family that like to see pictures of Matilda. And I'm like, if I'm not posting anything ever, I'm a ghost.
I honestly think though, me and you both really aren't that. I post the same sort of shit about my life. Like
you're
music,
pretty boring.
Music or I'll go to the beach. Or
you used to be way cooler.
I know.
Now you're holding your wrestling figurine
and you
just honestly that's one of the things I think about now, like you were the cool guy.
Yeah. Do you reckon I've lost the cool?
Yeah.
I just think that's what lets us down a bit because like I look at all the big pods and that and they're very good at sharing their lives.
Where
me and you, like if we go out for dinner, we have to remember to take a photo or something.
We're living in the moment.
Say something about this. Like we're kind of half living the moment because we still know we need to get it. But I feel like the really good ones are just like every time they do something, they're very good at documenting. Like Renee Buckingham.
Yeah.
I feel like everything she does, she documents it. But for people who want looking on Instagram, that's what they want to see.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, and like I look at Laura Henshaw, Dalton Henshaw and stuff like that. And I feel like
they're doing a good job.
They're probably the best at like showing their lives. Where me and you are a bit more private, a little bit, aren't we?
That's all right.
You're extra private. I'm more private than those types of people. I just forget to do that.
You lost your cool. That's all right. Yeah. You don't know what's hot anymore. You don't know what's in or out.
Am I getting old?
You got the little baby beanies and your rolled up skinny jeans. It's all good.
To be honest, I don't really know.
No, like, stress 2009.
For a guy who loves music and stuff, I've looked at the Triple J, like what people are like voting for and what's on the radio and on the, I don't know too many of the artists and stuff anymore.
You're out of date.
No, I've like stuck to my little like hold on niche
not.
Now.
Al Bradford, hold on not. What are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you dig back through my Instagram though, you could see how cool I was. Couldn't you?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with reminiscing, mate. Nothing wrong with reminiscing.
All right, next on the list, Endones. Are you a fan of the Endone?
I've been prescribed Endone a few times now off the back of different surgeries and stuff, and it's always nice to keep a little stash of Endones.
Oh, baby. Right, we got a story about it. We got to share on the pod when we were going to the Tame Impala back in 2016, you reckon?
I reckon maybe earlier.
2015? Yeah. We saw him at Sydney Meyer Music Bowl, and we're in the Maxi on the way there. And
I'd had a couple
back
of Endones.
I had a couple of Endones, and we were watching, I don't know what we were watching beforehand, with alcohol.
Yeah.
So we had a few beers. Nah, very bad mix, isn't it?
That's why they don't do those sort of mix.
I think a few rugby players got...
You got done. It's the same as like the Steel Knox and the other stuff.
Yeah. You nearly died in the Maxi though. We almost had to pull over. You're like...
You don't play around.
Did you forget to breathe or something?
You don't play around with prescription medicine. That's all. No,
unless it's expired.
Yeah, unless it's expired. I feel like you can't say Endones are... They're good. Painkillers are good.
Yeah. They're good bad.
They're good bad. Yeah. They're addictive.
Well, I told this story a million times, but the Nurofen Plus and that, bro.
It's not the addictive. Same stuff. Endones are the ones, the hard ones, because it's like, especially strong. Like you had the bad knee thing, and like I remember doing after I did my knee the first time that was shocking. I was having so many endones to keep up because the pain in my leg was crazy. 2 years, you remember how much pain I had?
Yeah.
The fucking nerve pain, and had to go back in the other surgery to remove the pins and the screws and stuff.
Yeah,
I had endones. I could have endone prescription for like 2 years if I wanted it.
So that's weird because, you know, Belly just done his knee. In the hospital, they gave him whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Pain management, they gave him 5 fucking endones, oxys, to take. And he's like, he's had like one of the biggest major surgeries on his knee. Big boy. And they go, you need to take one every 5 hours. And he's got 5.
Yeah, I remember.
And then he couldn't go out to the doctors and that. Like you just live in pain because the junkies, they ruined it.
They ruined it, yeah. I remember having like, after I did my knee and I had my final assignment for my master's, I did my final assignment, 3,500 words in like one day on like 6 to 8 endones or something like that.
Did you pass?
I got a distinction. How impressive is that?
See, that rewards bad behavior.
It does. It? It's like Benny Cousins.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey,
I had 35 and kicked 3. What do you want me to do?
I'm going to win the flag. I'm going to take some ice, you know? Different level,
yeah. Bad stuff.
I'm going to say endones are hot.
I'm going to say it's hot. They do.
Just control it.
Pain management, mate.
Pain management, control. All right, last on the list and last for the year, last pod for the year, last suggestion, last everything. And it's from our man, Sorbet Weather.
There you go.
Taxidermy.
I reckon this is something that's...
What is taxidermy before we get into it?
It's people who stuff dead animals.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they stuff them up, they get them all preserved and they get them ready, which is probably a good thing knowing that your health's dwindling.
Yeah.
And if I need to really just continue the pod without you, I might just stuff you.
AI language models.
AI language model, you don't really say much besides 100% and love that. And
That's crazy.
Oh, cool. Wow. Yeah.
Rob actually had a similar story to that. Yeah. Rob, do you want
to... I just like buzzwords. I need a button. I press sometimes, the buttons. Bing, bing.
Sometimes when I don't know what to say after a guest answers a thing, I'll just try and throw it back onto you if I don't know what I'm talking about.
You say something. There's times where you say something like half a sentence about something in response.
Yeah.
And then you'll sort of like stop and start turning, and then you're looking at me. And I tell you, my favorite thing is to when you're trying to do that, refusing to look at
you. Yeah, I know. You deliberately do that. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not saving you here, mate. Whatever you have to save yourself.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times to you too.
For sure.
You start talking, you're like, lock you. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, I don't have anything, Rob. I don't have anything.
Yeah. What are you talking about, Rob? I don't, where are you going with that?
Taxidermy. I reckon I'm happy to stuff you up.
Yeah.
Sitting on the couch, you'd be about as useful. I don't know who would end up the pods, though. That'd be the issue.
Yeah, true.
I'll be recording all these episodes wondering why they haven't come out.
Yeah. Hey, we're sitting on 2 years' worth of content.
Hey, Lox, he's a bit behind in his editing.
What about like a pet, like Obi? Could you do that?
Nah. It's too much, I think.
Mm. Turn him into a teddy bear?
Nah. That's horrible, I reckon.
It is.
People who do taxidermy must be serial killers.
Or the people who actually like stitch them up and that.
Yeah, like yeah. they've got that flavor in them.
Well, I think it was a doco on some dude who's like done that with roadkill, and then turned out to be a serial killer and that. Yeah,
wouldn't surprise me. You're not like that. You're not really.
I tell you what is a bit serial killerish that I do. That I don't think many people probably do, and I find that maybe I'm very weird with this. I like drawing signatures all the time, so I'll look at famous people's signatures and I'll try and copy them.
Like, if I'm trying to blackmail them or something?
I just want to know what it looks like and if I can copy it. Because remember the fake ID? Did you ever have to do the old fake signature? Even when I'm leaving notes and that, I'm always doing signatures. Like, you don't know how many like Robbie Hicks signatures I've done.
That's weird. What are you signing for?
Matilda Hicks. I've done a few Matildas. You saw that, didn't you? You opened up my book and like, why is Matilda's name written like 100 times in his book?
Matilda Bradford. Oh,
yeah. Photos of me and M cut out. I think that is one real weird thing about me is I do like a bunch of signatures.
You got plenty of weird things about you, don't you stress.
What about you? What do you reckon the weirdest thing you do is? Don't try and act too cool and too. What do you think that people would judge you hard on if they knew that you did it?
Judge me hard on?
Yeah, and they're like, fuck, he does that.
That's weird.
Yeah. What do you like to be, keep yourself in a good account, you know?
I don't really know what the weirdest.
Like for me, I feel like we talk about people, they're smart but they're dumb, you know? I feel like we can get along with most people and that, but like for me, I take my shirt off when I shit. I fucking do signatures and stuff. I feel like I've got a lot of weird tendencies. And I feel like most people I talk to, they don't either share it or they don't do it. Surely there's stuff like Homer Simpson was eating flowers on the toilets. Remember that?
Yeah. I don't have anything that comes to mind that I think is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Straight up like.
Strange behaviour. Yeah.
Not sure.
I'll put you on the spot there.
Put me on the spot.
Probably a bad way to end the pod, isn't it?
I wish I had something a bit more interesting to say. A fun story.
Maybe you don't want to share. You're going all red. You're acting like you're picking at the back of your brain, but really you've got something there you don't want to say.
I'm feeling a bit tired now, you know. Oh, yeah? It's been a long year, feeling a bit I'm ready for this pod to end and just to come back in 2 weeks and
it's not really a long break, is it? No. Well, no, I thought it was gonna be a month. In my head I've always like, oh, we'll probably have like
2 weeks.
It's fucking 2 weeks. It's not that long, is it?
We've done a lot of episodes. Next year we'll do 1,000 episodes. Yeah. It'll be our 1,000th episode.
Yeah.
That's cool, isn't it?
And also we'll hit our 300th guest episode early. In the year 2.
Fourth birthday, 300th guest episode.
We've had more guests through with other shit like the lives and that, but not... quality then.
No, like the qualified segment guests.
Yeah, the OG.
Yeah.
But we will be debuting new shows and new things next year, so it is going to be
Lock,
a big...
If Lock makes it.
If
he makes it to 2024, and if we don't, look, I'll continue funny business. I'll stuff him up. I'll get him saying some different things. We'll have to find an editor.
Can someone send me some Ventolin?
That would
DM me if you got some asthma medication. I need it.